I think biggest challenge, not for me as much as it was for the management. Every time we had coffee, and they used to look at me more often than not, and I was wondering. So one day I asked, I said, well, is there any concern? He said, yeah. We're trying to find out how we can get a hard hat made to fit your turban. And because you have to go in the field, and construction is always going on overhead, and you have to protect yourself. And so I said, well, that's fine. I mean, whenever you are ready to send me to the field, but I have a few conditions. By that time I knew what toque looked like. And I said, well, you know, it's a sign of respect. I don't need my turban anywhere. But if I don't have a car and I have to go out of town, I need a car of my own so that I can leave my turban inside and wear a toque and then put a hat on top of it. It worked very good. Yeah, I think everybody was amazed. So they say necessity is the mother of invention. So that's how I started. And I remember going to Saskatchewan Wheat Pool 7 at that time. And everybody was looking at me because, you know, I had a toque and then on top of that and the beard. And because in those days the elevators were very dusty because the pollution control equipment was there, but the standards were not high enough to sort of contain the dust as much. It was only in 70, early 70, that the Ministry of the Environment came up more stringent requirements that all this air that is being picked up from inside, dirty air, has to go through filters, you know, which were at that time classed as 99.9% efficient. Because I think neighborhood was complaining there were plumes of dust from top of the elevator, which would extend a long way because of the height of the stacks. And so, fortunately, you can say, or unfortunately, we got 80% of the work in Thunder Bay doing pollution.